Welcome to American Gypsy Podcast. I'm your host, Gypsy. And today we have a special guest, Daniel Hoga. He is a best-selling author and entrepreneur specialized in optimizing entrepreneurs' performance in life and in business. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to do this.
Super excited to have you here. One of the things I found fascinating about your story is how you were able to almost transform your life in order to have a successful life and business. So can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Absolutely. So my story in life turned out, or it started out a little rough, a little off track. I unfortunately went very much off track early in life. I hung around the wrong people. I got involved with a bunch of things that were not super good or healthy for me. I was involved in some crime. I was involved in some drug abuse from a very, very young age. And it was just very clear for me during my, especially in my teen years, that this is not going to end well. In fact, it's going to end very terribly, very, very soon if I continue going down this route. And so I had to make a decision. Either I just give up on life and I just keep going down this path of drugs and crime and crashing cars and being engaged in violence, and or I turn things around. And the thing is, if I'm gonna turn things around, I'm gonna go all in. I'm not just gonna try and survive for the rest of my life. Either I give up on life or I do this thing for real. If I do this thing for real and I actually give life a chance, then I want it to be a life that is truly worth living. Something where I'm waking up in the morning and going, this is incredible. This is my life. I can't believe it. And yeah, I wanted to build my definition of a world-class life. And so I didn't just want to build a mediocre life, a life that, you know, maybe just a regular job that I hated for the rest of my life, and a health that I hated with relationships that I hated. As many people, you know, they kind of go through life that way. Everything is just tolerable at best. I didn't want that. So yeah, I decided to turn things around for real. And I've been on that journey ever since.
And what was it, a specific moment that got everything started? What made you turn your life around? What inspired you?
Yeah, so I wasn't even really inspired to begin with. It was what happened was I was with my friends. We had rented a kind of a vacation home or summer house, whatever it's called, and we were going to spend the weekend there. And one of the nights we were sitting there, everyone was drunk and a bunch of them were probably on something they shouldn't be on as well. And eventually one of the guys came up with a fun little game idea. The game was, we should just all kind of guess or estimate how old we would be in life, you know, how long a life we were going to have. And so some people would say, well, I think I'm going to make it to 85. And someone would say, well, I think I can do 92. And they came to me and I just completely ruined the mood, I'm pretty sure, because with a stone cold face, I just said 21. And everyone was like, no, come on, then, come on. How old are you going to be? I said, there's no way. There's no way I'm making it past 21. And I meant that. I really, truly felt that. And so that was kind of a little bit of a wake-up call for myself and everyone that cared about me. And I realized that, okay, I don't care much about life. I don't. This life thing that is full of pain and trauma and everything just hurts. This thing is not for me. But I have a mother and I have a little brother that would truly miss me, and it would hurt them if I gave up on life. So it started actually as something I did for them. I wasn't very interested in life. It didn't look like a good deal for me to be alive, but I wanted to do my family the courtesy of actually trying. So, but I just knew if I'm going to live a long life and it's going to be this painful and it's going to be this miserable, it's going to be a very long life in a bad way. So I figured out that, okay, if I'm doing this for my family, I got to do it in a way where I can actually be a part of it as well, and where it actually becomes a good deal for me as well.
What are some things that help you change your mindset when you are transforming your life?
I would say the first thing always is clarity. So when I decided that I wanted to build a world-class life, the first question that comes to mind is, what is a world-class life? What does that look like? I think a lot of people have just about no idea about what they actually want in life. And even if they do, even if they want to be healthier, or they want to have more money, or they want to be in a relationship or whatever, what kind of relationship? What does healthier mean? Is that, your cardio, your muscle mass, your weight? Is it your whatever? What is it? Is it less pain? Is it so I wanted to get really, really clear on what exactly I want. So what I first started with was I identified what the main kind of values, or the main, I call them pillars, that I was going to build my life around. What were they going to be, right? So what am I going to design my life around? And then once I had those pillars, I kind of dove deeper into the nitty-gritty of those pillars. So an example could be, one of my pillars was going to be freedom. If I have freedom in my life, my overall quality of life is better. So now I dive deeper into, okay, what does freedom mean to me? Are we talking location freedom, time freedom? Is it financial freedom? Is it freedom to actually express myself? What kind of freedom? Same thing if I decide that confidence is important to me, or health is important to me. Well, what is health? What kind of muscle mass do I want? What kind of athletic performance, or whatever. Anyway, my point is, I got very, very clear on what exactly a world-class life would look like for me. I got very clear on the values that I was going to build my life around. And then later, when I started building businesses and all of this, I did the same thing. Which values am I going to build my business around? And so I think clarity on what you actually want is the first step.
Yeah, because really most people think, oh, I just want money, but really what you're looking for is the freedom to kind of live life how you want it to. But also, if you don't have your mindset right, all of that can come crashing down. So it's important
Absolutely.
to get your foundation right.
Yeah, and also just to get super specific. So when people come up to me and say the thing that you say a lot of people do, which I agree with, a lot of people will say they want more money. I will ask them, okay, cool. Here's $5. What's next, right? Like, now you have more money. Whereas what I would like to get to is, I would like to get, when I'm working with clients, I'd like to get to the point where it's like, not just I want more money, but rather, I would like to go from 60K per month in revenue to 80K per month, and I would like my profit margins to go from 70% to 80%, right? Like, that's more specific. So now we know what we actually are working towards here.
Can you tell us a little bit about your business and what you help people with?
Absolutely. So I help entrepreneurs scale their businesses by optimizing their performance in and out of business. So we look at their systems. I'm a huge fan of systems. So we'll look inside the business. We'll look at systems like, what kind of systems do you have for your marketing, your sales, your operations, your fulfillment, your leadership? And we'll kind of identify the key things you can do in there, the key kind of levers, and we'll build a system around those. But also, we look at systems outside of the business. So I wouldn't say I'm a business coach or a business consultant, because a lot of what I do is actually working on the entrepreneur, him or herself. So I like to see entrepreneurs as athletes. If we see an athlete that takes care of his sleep, and he eats well, and he works out, and he makes sure he's strong, and he puts in effort to recover and all these things, we'll say, yeah, obviously, he's an athlete. He needs to be at the top of his game. He needs to be sharp. He needs to perform. Well, I like my entrepreneurs to perform as well. If you're a leader of a company, I would like you to be sharp. I'd like you to be full of energy. I'd like you to be mentally sharp as well, and mentally strong. I'd like you to be a performer. And so, very, very often in business, when people are not seeing the results they want, very often it's the actual entrepreneur that in some way, shape, or form is the bottleneck. So we'll look at the systems they have outside of business, such as how are you sleeping, how are you exercising, how are you actually working, like what's your productivity framework like, and stuff like that. Yeah. So we kind of mix personal growth, high performance, and business consulting into one.
I like that. I don't think I've ever seen someone in that particular area because I've heard of business coaches, but I do like your idea of training the, I mean, not training, but coaching the leader, I guess, because everything starts from the top. And if that person is has a good mindset and it will trickle down to the rest of the business. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also feel like if the entrepreneur, if he's trying to do well in business, but everything else in his life is in shambles, it's very difficult to perform. It's very difficult to treat your employees right. It's very difficult to communicate with customers and clients. It's very difficult to be the best version of yourself in your business if everything else in your life, such as your health, such as your relationships, are just crumbling. So that's why I talk a little bit about the world-class life thing. It may seem a little bit generic or vague or something, but what it really means is we are building a life and business around our values. Because if you just try to do the other way around, where you build a business and you're trying to kind of push your life and your values into the business, that's when people burn out. That's when people stress. That's when people have to close their doors after spending 8 years. I've seen people spend 8 years building an eight-figure company and then, closing it all down because it just wasn't giving them the life they wanted, quite the contrary. So, yeah.
What are some common issues that you see?
So one of them, kind of, if we go very like broad and general, then I can give you some of the examples of the more specifics as well. One of the very broad things are not building your business or your lifestyle around your values and your strengths and all these things. And this all comes down to a lack of clarity. Because if you, let's say you were just like I did back then when I wanted to turn my life around, you identified what a world-class life would look like for you. And one of the main values was going to be freedom. And more specifically, freedom of location. Let's say that. I have freedom of location. Everything I've done today, I could have done from a beach in Bali. I could have done it from a hotel in Tokyo or a cafe in Istanbul. I have freedom of location because that's important to me, so I've designed my business and life around that. But let's say that's important to the business owner. And we hear this a lot, right? People make or start a business because they want the freedom. But then you build an office culture that requires you to be in the office 60 hours per week, right? If you're not in the office 60 hours per week, your team doesn't know what to do. Your clients will show up and be confused, and it all crumbles. So now you've actually built a business that gives you the very opposite of what you truly want. And so the more you grow this business, the more you work on it, you're actively moving away from what you want. And this is when you will start to be burned out and stressed, and you'll start actually looking down on your employees and you'll treat them badly because they are taking part in taking you away from what you want. Right, because they're building a business that is kind of keeping you in a jail cell. So this can also be if one of your main values is actually helping people and having a positive impact, but maybe you're selling cigarettes or you're selling, some kind of medicine, and the company you're working for has kind of 10x the price for profits, and you're working in there, and it just doesn't align with you wanting to actually help people. Stuff like that is very big. So I would once again recommend, instead of building a business and then trying to fit everything that you are into the business, do the opposite. Identify who you are and what kind of life you want, then build the business to serve that, to serve those values. So that's like very broad, very general. So some of the more specific things are people don't have the systems. Everything is very random. And I even see this with people that are doing well in business, like six figures, maybe seven figures almost. It's kind of random when they're checking emails, and then, okay, maybe I'll work out today if I feel like it, and then maybe I'll get my sleep today, and then tomorrow it doesn't really, I'll go to bed late tomorrow. It's everything is kind of random, where as soon as we kind of put some systems in place for exactly how and when and what and with whom their marketing is done, same thing with their sales and their operations, but also for their personal life, everything just skyrockets. There is nothing easier on this planet than scaling something that is designed correctly and is truly like dialed in. And this goes for business, it also goes outside of business. When something is dialed in, you can scale it. So yeah, I just see a lot of, and once again, that kind of comes back to the lack of clarity and the lack of getting crystal clear on what exactly you're trying to do and how and why and when and with whom. So yeah, systems, I think most people, that's the main thing we do for people actually oftentimes, because it's just so powerful.
You also work with solopreneurs, or is it mostly entrepreneurs with larger organizations?
It's actually more often than not, it's solopreneurs. Yeah, it's actually a lot of the times it's solopreneurs and freelancers, even sometimes like authors and salespeople and stuff like that, where a very, very, very big portion of their career results is based on what they do. So I have yet to have a client that has like 300 employees, because I think that's getting a little bit outside of the scope of what I can do. And also, well, it probably wouldn't be. I would love to have that challenge one day, but for now it's mostly solopreneurs or smaller businesses. And then also what I like to do is work with companies, but then it's a little bit more the, actually oftentimes the leadership and the employee aspect of it. So instead of looking, let's say there was a bigger company, instead of looking at just the CEO and looking at, okay, what's your values in your personal life, I would, with a bigger company, I'd probably look a little bit more on the employees and the maybe the middle management, stuff like that, and kind of identify what are their values, what are their motivational kind of buttons, what are their bottlenecks for performance, what are their, so I, and that's something I'll do more of, probably not in 2024, but in 2025, I would love to go to bigger companies and kind of help in that sense, kind of like a company-wide performance coaching or stuff like that.
So one of the things I'm sure most solopreneurs deal with is how to not spread yourself thin, and just like how do you, which kind of can run into burnout. So what are some things that solopreneurs can do to kind of manage burnout and work-life balance?
Yeah, I think so. So on top of the things that we talked about now, so getting clear on your values and building systems and stuff like that, I think if you identify when you're feeling overwhelmed, and then you learn from that, and then you kind of well, you come up with solutions. So for me, I had the other day, I had something I was supposed to do, something I had to write. It was a piece of content that it was a different kind of content than what I'm used to, and so I was kind of, I didn't feel like I was the best in the world at it, and I just found myself procrastinating on it. And I was like, there's something happening here, because there are 20 other things right now I could be doing that I would absolutely just crush right away. It would be no problem, no procrastination. But this one thing here, I feel like there's something about it. There's something that makes me want to check my phone and kind of do other things. And what is it? And I realized, okay, once again, it's a lack of clarity, also a little bit of lack of confidence. You know, am I actually good at this, and stuff like that. And I think for me, I have very little of those things in my day to day, because everything is like systemized and dialed in. But I think if you as an entrepreneur have a lot of those things, then I think very quickly you'll be overwhelmed and burned out very quickly. So yeah, systemize as much as possible. And also, momentum is a very huge thing. I would love to talk more about that, momentum, because once you have momentum with something, it's not as scary, and it's not, you're not really going to procrastinate on it, and it's not going to be overwhelming, and it's not going to burn you out, because you feel like you're in motion. Imagine we should be pushing a huge round or a spherical rock or a huge ball of metal, and we're pushing that. It's standing still right now, and we're kind of pushing it. At first, it's going to be very, very difficult, but once it gets moving, we can just push it more and more. And that's why I say once you have something that's dialed in and moving, it's very difficult to not scale actually. So I also think if you have a lot of those projects at once, so maybe you're starting a different ad for TikTok, and you're starting a new ad for Instagram, and you're starting a new way of producing content for your Pinterest, and you're starting podcasting, you're doing a lot of these things at once, then I think you're kind of pushing six or seven huge metal balls at once. It's very difficult to get anything rolling, and that will just crush you with procrastination and overwhelm. I think have as much as you can be systemized, and then once in a while you kind of add a new ball to the list of systems that you have. I think that's going to be way less overwhelming.
When you're helping clients, are you giving them more of a mindset coaching, or do you give them also strategies in other areas of their business? Can you talk about in detail what all you help your clients with?
Absolutely, yeah. So I actually try to be a little bit more tangible. I think motivation and positivity and a lot of mindset training it's can be super super valuable, and I do have some of that as well with clients. Obviously, a lot of this clarity work and all these things are more in the kind of mindset realm, but I do try to be mostly practical. I do try to mostly be about, okay, this is the activity that we will do for our. So, for example, I decided I wanted to grow more with my personal brand this year. So, for many years, I've kind of been hiding behind my company or my company design, company logo, company website, company ads, everything. So, I was still the guy in the videos, but I was kind of hiding behind the company. Now I've decided that I wanted to build a personal brand. So, I identified an activity that would help me with the personal brand thing. And I felt like, okay, this the next ball that I'm gonna be pushing, that I'm gonna take from zero to one and then kind of start gaining some momentum with that is podcasting. And I identified if I want to do that, then an activity, so it's kind of like an X equals Y or an input equals output thing. If I want to get on podcasts and spread my message and spread my personal brand, the input for that is reaching out to podcasts, just like I did with you, and I kind of say, hey, I think I could add value to your audience. And that activity will give me the output that I want. And then that activity will systemize. When I say that, I mean, I know exactly how many outreaches I'm doing, to whom, on which platforms, what I'm writing in the outreaches, when and when during my day I'm doing them, not just doing them randomly. I know exactly when I'm doing them for how long. So it's a system. And we do a lot of that with clients as well. So I've kind of look at not just, well, I look at their bottlenecks, right? What's your problem right now? Is it fulfillment? You have so many clients you can't fulfill. Then we build systems around that. Is it, you have a lot of people coming in, but they're not closing? Well, then we'll look at your sales, have systems in place for that. Same thing with marketing, you're not getting enough people in. We would be looking at, okay, where do we want to kind of go all in, and what's our audience, what's all these things, the typical marketing stuff. We'll build systems around that. So whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, whatever fits your target demographic, we put systems in place for that. So nice. Yeah, I would say it's very, very practical business stuff. And so in many ways, I am a little bit of a business coach. I have been in business for more than 8 years, and I've worked with a lot of business owners. So I'm not just a personal development guy. I would rather say I'm a businessman that cares a lot about personal development and personal performance. So I kind of just combine the two. But even in the personal performance stuff, we'll also look at the entrepreneurs, like his energy levels, physically, mentally, emotionally. I have this ring, this aura ring that tracks my sleep. So it's like numbers, and I'll know exactly, okay, this is my sleep score. I can improve it by doing this and doing that and doing the third thing. Once again, building systems. So yeah, we try to make it very practical, and so the results are very, very tangible.
Is it one of those things you learned from running your own business that you now utilize to help other people, or did you have some kind of formal training to get started in this direction?
Oh no, so the so So I'll go back to my story that when I decided I was going to turn everything around. What happened was when I decided that I was going to build an actual life worth living, I started going all in on personal development. I would read books. I didn't have much money, but for Christmas and my birthday, I would just wish for a bunch of personal growth, books. And then once I started working more instead of partying all the time and doing bad things, I would start working. The money I made from that, I would just pour into personal development books and courses and mentorship. So at first, it wasn't entrepreneurship for me. It was very oriented about the personal growth stuff. And then once I started feeling like I was becoming a way better person, I was getting all these powerful habits. I started taking care of my health. I built my dream physique. I was really getting on track in life with many of the things that I learned from personal growth. And what I decided to do was I decided to share some of these things that worked for me. So a lot of what I read and learned and bought and invested in wasn't super useful for me, but some of it was. And these golden nuggets, I started sharing with people completely for free at first. I was just on Facebook. I just made posts, and eventually I decided to put these things into a bit of a book where I would once again wouldn't step forward and say, I'm the expert with 40 years of experience, because I didn't have 40 years of experience. I wasn't a guru or anything. I was just a student of personal growth who wanted to share what worked for him. And so that I put that into a book, and I was completely surprised that it became an Amazon bestseller in three different categories, and people started kind of flocking to me and my Facebook group and all this and wanted more. And so then that's when I started making like digital courses. I would make like $7 ebooks and $40 digital courses on personal growth. And that's where the business side of it came from. And then doing that for a bunch of years, I started really getting interested in entrepreneurship and understanding business, like really understanding how does it work, how does sales work, how does marketing work, how does an offer work, how does scaling work, how does ads versus organic, all these things, how does all of that work. And then while having a business around personal growth and now getting really excited about entrepreneurship and small business, it just felt like every single person that I was working with for my personal development was an entrepreneur. And I don't know why, but just about, or at least they had like entrepreneurial dreams, or maybe they were like a salesperson but working from home or something. A lot of the people that I worked with were kind of in control of their own time and own performance and stuff like that. And that's why they wanted to become more and optimize their performance. And so I just realized I'm being told by every single business coach in the world, even people that I respect a lot, and they all say you gotta get more clear on who you're helping. You gotta niche down, Daniel, because right now you're trying to help everybody in the world with personal growth, which what does that even mean? It's so generic and so vague. So if you're actually trying to like build like profitable, scalable campaigns and all these things, you gotta dial it in a little bit more. You gotta be more niched in. And I didn't like that. I just want to help everybody in the world. And many of the people, many of the offline clients that I've had, like friends and families and friends of family members, stuff like that, none of them were really entrepreneurs. So I felt bad about niching in or niching down. But it was true that just about everyone I was working with was already in some way, shape, or form in the entrepreneurial world. So that's when I decided to, instead of being, just the personal growth guy, I wanted to be the guy that combined personal growth and high performance with business, because now I had both sides of it. There are many business coaches and they are incredible and extremely valuable, and I've spent mu a lot of money on good business coaches, and I encourage everyone to do that if you're in business. But oftentimes they understand the business side, and then they don't really understand when their clients are not taking action or they're not more productive than they are or whatever. And then you have the opposite side where you have like fitness coaches or personal growth coaches, but they're not super into like the actual business systems, so they can't really, there'll be more like generic mindset stuff. And so I don't know, I just saw my kind of my opportunity to be the link between personal growth and business, and I've kind of been that link ever since. So yeah.
I know you mentioned earlier some books. One of the things I like to ask is if you were to recommend three books that really helped you out, and it doesn't have to be a specific category, but what would those recommendations be?
Yeah, and that's a very difficult question for me to answer because I in a way I think I wish that for every 50 books I read, one of them stood out and was just completely life-changing, and then I could recommend that book to everyone. But for me, unfortunately, I guess you could say, my experience has been if I read 100 books, I will learn some from all of them. I will learn maybe 3% of that book was valuable to me. And then maybe 8% of that book was really valuable to me, and 4% of that, and 6% of that. So what I have today in my head and my arsenal, I wouldn't say that it came from 3 or 4 books. I would say it came from a little snippet from all the books I've read. But I will give you some books. So for my health, I read a book when I was very young called Bigger, Leaner, Stronger, which is a book about weightlifting and health and how muscles actually work. And me reading that book, I feel like ever since then, even though it's like a decade ago, or maybe like 8 years ago or something, I just completely understand how training works and how diet works and how my body works and how health works. And so that was pretty powerful for me. Then I have, and I have for money, I would say The Millionaire Fast Lane is a really good book. I really like that book. And then for personal growth, that's so difficult because I've read a lot. The book that I kind of started with was Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins, which was like a really like OG personal growth book. I think the number one personal, or at least maybe like the number one productivity book I've read was The One Thing. I really like that book because he talks about there's always like one optimal thing you could be doing right now, and everything else is kind of a distraction. So identify that one thing and then do it a lot and do it well. And that's basically everything we do, with clients, or at least some of what we do with clients is, what exactly do you want? Well, I want more leads and I want to have more physical energy. Cool. Now we identify the one thing that will give you more leads, or will give you more physical energy, or give you more whatever you want. And then basically everything we do after that is we optimize how much and how fast and how effectively and how sustainably we can do that one thing over and over again. So basically, how can we scale the input? Because then inevitably you will also get the scaled output. So yeah, the one thing is a really, really good book that I'm probably going to read again soon.
And since we're on podcast, do you have any podcast recommendations? What do you listen to that help you?
So I'm a huge fan for anything business. I'm a huge fan of Alex Hormozi. I think Alex Hormozi is a very clear and direct person. Some of what he says can be maybe a little bit too simple, and I understand that he's making it simpler to make the content and all that. So some of what he says you should maybe take, sorry. But I think he's a genius, and he has the track record as well. And I listen to him a lot in the business world. Then I have some health podcast that I follow. I like Peter Attia. I don't know if you know who that is, but he is basically
Yeah,
like
I do know.
a longevity doctor. I think he's great as well. I like Huberman. So as you can say, I'm very like mainstream. I listen to all the big ones. I like Chris Williamson with the Modern Wisdom. I like Diary of a CEO. So basically all the big ones.
It's funny. I love a asking people that because it's always people think they're listening to the popular ones, but when you tell somebody else about it, I'm like, I've never heard of any of those. I've heard of a couple of the ones you mentioned, but there's so many big podcasts that You just never know. It's always good to get recommendations. I think I've heard of the Diary of a CEO recently.
Yeah, and that's actually very interesting what you're saying there, that everyone thinks they're only listening to like the top five podcasts in the world. But that's true. That's just because I'm in that world, and I'm getting that a lot because I continue to show the algorithms that that's what I like. So that's obviously what comes up all the time. That's yeah, that's pretty interesting. Maybe it's not
People don't realize how huge the podcast industry is. Because I was, even if I were to mention like Tom Bilyeu, Impact Theory, people would be like, I've never heard of him, but he's one of the top podcasts. Or, sometimes even like Tim Ferriss or Joe Rogan. Like some people haven't heard of some of these people, even though they're really famous. It's a big industry and there's like niches and well, that's been a great podcast. Before we close it out, is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with? Tell them about where they can find your information, your books, or anything you have going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to first of all tell everyone that if you take nothing else from what I've said, I encourage you and challenge you to get very, very clear on what exactly you want. What exactly do you want from your finances, from your business, from your relationships, from your health, from all these things? And the more detailed, the better. So no matter how clear you think you are right now, and ch I challenge you to get even more clear on that. Second thing I'll say to everyone is, remember to just do the thing. For just about everything you want in life right now, you probably know what would give you that thing. So if you want more muscle mass, you probably know you could do weightlifting. If you want to have more leads, you probably know you could scale maybe your content marketing, or you could do some kind of outreach or whatever. You probably know what you need to do to get the thing that you want. So do the thing, and remember that reading about doing the thing is not doing the thing. And thinking about doing the thing is not doing the thing. They may help, but it's not doing the thing. And yeah, and then the third thing is, if you're in business and you feel like you're completely stressed, overwhelmed, maybe you have low energy levels, maybe you feel procrastination sometimes, it feels, you're burned out, and you feel like the only way to scale your business is to become even more burned out or even more busy or even more spread thin. I promise you, it is not the truth. I've seen people do nine-figure businesses, nine figures a year, and be calm and relaxed. And I've seen people do $4,000 per month and be extremely stressed. So you can absolutely have the big business and scale it while having the energy, while feeling good, while actually having time for your wife and kids, or for your hobbies, or whatever it may be. It can definitely be done. So where to find me? I encourage everyone to follow me on Instagram at I am Daniel Hauge. On there, you can, if you're interested in a 100% free call with me, or just maybe chatting with me in DMs about your situation, about your goals, about your struggles, I would love to give you my best feedback, send you in the right direction. Maybe we grab a call and I'll see if I can help you on there as well. Also, there will be free tools. There will be a PDF called The 7 Pillars of a World-Class Life, which is a clarity tool, completely free as well. And then, yeah, I'll be doing daily content on there on Instagram at I am Daniel Hauge. So yeah, if you're an entrepreneur or you're a salesperson or someone who's in control of his or her own time and performance, I absolutely recommend following me on Instagram at I am Daniel Hauge.
Thank you for coming on the podcast and for the listeners. I will have Daniel's information on the description. As always, you can find us on any podcast platforms or YouTube, as well as AmericanGypsy.com. Thank you for listening. Peace.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you're an entrepreneur or freelancer and you need help optimizing your business or your life, head on over to passionforachievement.com and make sure you mention either this podcast, American Gypsy Podcast, or Gypsy or Luam, so that we can get our credit. Thank you.